This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by IMM eSign, Trellance, Pulsate, Pure IT Credit Union Services, Janusave, Mahalo Banking, and QTech. Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CUNA Technology Council Conference and CUNA Operations and Member Experience Council Conference, all here in Las Vegas. And look who I have in the studio lounge, a recent Best of Show Finovate winner, Quillo's very own Don Schaefer. How are you, Don?
Better than I deserve, Jim, as always.
Well, good to have you here. It's good to have a victorious winner in the midst, winning the Finovate. That's a pretty big deal, huh?
Thank you. We're very honored to have a great team. You know, Lemonade is also here.
I saw John earlier.
There were 60 presentations last week in New York, and five are selected, voted by the attendees as best to show. And Lemonade, it was one, and so was Quillo. So we're in good company.
Good company for sure. So give me a quick background on Quillo, and then we'll talk about your background as well, because you have an interesting journey in this fintech world.
Well, thank you. It was a September Labor Day weekend 2 years ago. 2020. Okay. Mm-hmm. A gentleman named Boris Fuzilov, who's my co-founder, he's been building fintech for Deutsche Bank, JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs.
Okay. And so we're talking to the big boys.
He's been building it for all the big guys. So let's build a company, but instead of going to the big guys, we take it to the community banks and credit unions.
Right on. Good move.
So we spent a week looking at what was going on in the market. And if you think about it, go back to that point in time, buy now, pay later had exploded on the scene. You had Amex, Chase, Citibank, Bank of America had started offering installment loans to people who carried those credit cards. Yep. And then you had Klarna making the news. They'd just come in the U.S. They had 12 million customers. Anyway, Boris and I are going, look, if there's no way right now for the banks and Ukrainians to compete with these fintechs, let's build a platform which will allow them to go out and do the same thing. Okay. So that's how it got started.
Okay. And so how does the credit union work with you guys? I mean, it's a platform, obviously, but what does it help them do, I guess, would be the...
Okay, now, so number one, if a credit union takes their existing members and use our... It's a digital loan platform.
Okay.
So it's literally like one of the credit union people said, it's like hiring a digital loan officer that's on the clock 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Oh.
And any credit union uses us... A member goes on their phone, goes to the credit union website, and in less than 60 seconds apply for a loan. It goes through underwriting. We pull the credit report, goes through underwriting, and can get funded in 60 seconds.
Good grief.
So there are credit union people here that have said, you know, they've been looking for a solution. They could grow their loan portfolio without hiring people. Well, this is it.
There it is. So you guys are building a better mousetrap, basically.
It's a whole new one.
Yeah.
Now, that's not why we won at Finovate.
Why did you win at Finovate?
Because here's what happened.
Okay.
When we launched our first two clients, we started in January showing it to banks and credit unions in January. Mm-hmm. We now have 41 clients.
Wow, good for you. That's fast.
Well, I think it's, you know, we're real lucky. Now, the first two banks that we launched, we said, we're going to watch what happens for like 60 days. Let's see what kind of results we're going to get.
Right.
So, Jim, more people applied for loans and got approved but didn't take the loan. Right.
What?
So we're going, well, wait a minute. Because our whole business model is based on people booking loans and we get paid only if they pay their loans
back. You want to close it, for sure.
So we had to dig into why are these people not taking the loans?
Yeah.
But here's what we found out. I'll give you two real quick examples, if I may.
Sure.
We asked the president of this bank, can you call these people that didn't take the loan? First person he called said, well, I got the email about paying down the credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And so I applied and I got approved for $5,000. And the president of the bank said, his name is Greg Ohlendorf.
Yeah.
Greg says, why didn't you take it? It wasn't enough. I needed $7,000 to pay down my credit card, and $5,000 wasn't good enough.
Okay.
Okay, next guy calls. The guy said, we got the email about remodeling the kitchen.
That's expensive.
And we thought, exactly. He said, let's go through it. Let's apply for a loan. They got approved for $15,000.
Okay.
And Greg said, well, how much did you need? $38,000. And Greg said, well, come into the bank, and we'll fix you up. And praise God.
Yeah.
The response by the his customer was, "I'm sorry, Greg, it's too late. I went online and we already got our money."
What?
From an online fintech, which was perfect.
Wow.
So, I'm going to give you the reason here. So then we came back and said, "Let's go into the system and see how much these people were approved for."
Yeah.
The
yeah.
first gentleman had been approved for $9,900.
Well, there's a $7,000 right there.
But the bank had set a limit themselves. We're not going to loan anybody more than five that meets these criteria, even though he qualified.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
The guy that qualified, the one to do the home improvement,
mm-hmm.
well, see, the bank set a limit of 15 no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And all the credit unions are listening to this. Same thing. Y'all have limits. You're not going to loan anybody more than 20 or 25. Look at your credit card portfolios. What's the max you'll go?
Mm-hmm.
So we, and by the way, that gentleman was approved for $48,000. His credit score was an 800, pristine credit report.
Give it to him.
But the banks are saying, "No, we're not loaning any more than 15. So we knew we had a problem.
Mm.
So our team, which is awesome, they're worldwide. They've been working there 15, 20 years. Remember, they've been building stuff for JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs.
Yeah.
Deutsche Bank. So we got six of our key guys together as quick as we could, mm-hmm. and the quickest place we could get them all was to Istanbul, Turkey. Because you had to get you're getting people from all over the world.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Spent 10 days in a hotel
yeah.
mapping this all out. So this is why we wanted Finibank, what I'm getting ready to share with you, which
sure.
is the big deal,
okay.
the big reveal.
Okay.
Now, when the application comes into the system
mm-hmm.
and it's going through, and this is all in that first 60 seconds of underwriting, in that few seconds, it sees how much money this particular applicant is worthy of borrowing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so mm-hmm. let's assume in this example,
mm-hmm.
the person is approved for $40,000
right.
and because they want to get $35,000
yeah.
to remodel the kitchen.
Right.
The system also sees that the bank of Jim
mm-hmm.
or credit union Jim
yeah.
has a limit, $20,000. We're not doing any more than 20.
Mm-hmm.
Well, before Quillo, you turned them away. Now, in 2 seconds, the system sees that. It syndicates the rest of that loan out to other credit unions in the network.
Oh my gosh. So, that allows other credit unions to come in and go, "Hey, we'll take that on
We'll
for
take
you.
$3,000 of that or $4,000 of that."
Oh, wow.
That changes everything. Because now, think about, I was talking to one of the other credit unions here today, and he said, "Well, we don't loan anybody, we don't... on our credit card portfolio, 25
right.
is the absolute max."
Okay.
Well, now it could be, as long as the people are qualified.
So it's a collective. Is that kind of...
It could be that. It's a network.
Right.
Where
of credit unions, hey, one credit union will give him five, another credit union will give him eight, another credit union will give him, until he gets the total amount that he needs.
Yes.
Oh, my
But
gosh,
it happens
Sean.
In 2 seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
It's instant. Sean. So the consumer, the member, looks
yeah.
at their phone, and
yeah.
they just applied. And in less than 60 seconds, "Oh, look, I got my $40,000.
Yeah.
They have no idea there's other credit unions that are helping. They
really?
Just think it's their credit union.
Okay.
And the credit union that originated it
yeah.
doesn't have to worry about somebody cross-selling them because the participating institutions don't see any PII. They don't see any personal information
on the
borrower.
Who do they pay back?
They pay back the original credit union.
Okay.
They make one payment
right.
to their credit union.
Right. And does it disperse
and our platform does everything. It moves all the money.
Oh, my gosh, Don.
Yeah. That's why we won at Finibank. They went, the credit, nobody at our lenders, they don't do any work. It's all digital. Everything happens in the digital platform. The reports to the credit bureaus,
yeah.
everything is happening in the digital world.
No wonder you won.
Yeah. So a credit union could put $100 million on the books because these are their loans. We're just the technology.
Right.
But they can literally put thousands of loans on their books and it has zero impact
right,
on
right,
operations.
Right, right.
They don't have to go and hire
yeah,
anybody.
Yeah. But it increases their loan portfolio at the same time. So,
yeah,
that's a good thing. I mean, it's definitely a good thing.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
for sure.
But, you know,
handing out more loans.
I keep talking about in my presentations, you know, everybody's talking about, the cores are talking about it, and all the credit unions and the banks talk about it, digital transformation. That's the problem, Jim. They're just talking about it.
Yeah.
This is real.
Yeah, this is
this
happening.
Is digital transformation.
Oh my gosh, you're changing the game.
That's exactly right.
you just changed the game.
I tell everybody now because now the tagline I'm trying to let everybody understand is, Quillo will empower credit unions to make more loans to more members
yeah.
with less risk.
Yeah,
because
completely.
You're busting it up into pieces.
Exactly. Talk about collaboration, which is the credit union superpower already. So this is another form of collaboration.
Absolutely,
right?
And I had somebody else meet today with what we're doing here. the smaller credit unions, this really gives them the ability to play much bigger.
Completely. Yeah. That's a game changer for them.
It is.
Holy smokes.
We're excited.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Well, thank you for letting me come over here.
Wait, we're not done. There's more. But wait, there's more, Don. We want to know about you, because you have a very interesting story, because you were obviously with Casasa, or founded Casasa, or...
Yes, sir.
So, and some other things. So, give us a quick summary on your career here.
Back in college, one of my buddies, college roommate, Louis De Leon, said, I figured out if we just hang around the industry long enough, you know, good things will happen. Just keep plugging. So, I've been really, really blessed. I've started Banking Solutions, which became part of Jack Henry. Mm-hmm. I started Bank Leasing, which is still helping banks do equipment leasing. Mm-hmm. And then Casasa, we started in 2004. Yeah. And then, we started this about a year
Casasa?
And a half ago.
Who bought Casasa?
Private equity firm bought 75% of it.
Oh, okay.
So I'm still pitching Casasa. I'm still the third largest shareholder. So, y'all, go Casasa, go.
There you go.
Especially if you need deposits, there's not a better way to get deposits than using Casasa.
And so now you're one of the founders of Quilla, or the co-founder of Quilla?
Boris and I started a company about 20 months ago.
Okay. Gosh, no wonder you have, how many, 48?
41. We'll have another 40 by the end of the year.
By the end of the day?
We have one salesperson, and we just started in January. So it's, now, for all the credit unions who are listening and watching, we just closed our Series A.
Okay.
And the lead investor is Acusa.
Oh, well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. That matched up perfectly because one of our first investors was the ICBA, which is the largest banking associate. Because they said every bank needs to have this and every credit union needs to have it.
Mm-hmm. That is an impressive story, Don. This was well worth the wait.
Well,
for sure.
Thank you for...
I'm glad you came back.
Thank you for allowing me. I'm very privileged to be with you.
Well, I want to get one more question for you. For the conference here, what kind of takeaways? Obviously, you want to let people know about Quilla and the power that it has, the power of collaboration. But what other things do you want? What do you want to take away from here?
Well,
obviously, the networking and the exposure.
The ability to meet everybody and talk to everybody and hear everybody's needs. And the thing that, I guess one of the other things that I try to emphasize, fintechs, credit unions, we all know this, you have to start partnering with fintechs. Two statistics that I've heard when I've been here. One of them was 38% of all loans. 38% of all loans in America are not with banks or credit unions. They're with fintechs.
Really? That high a number?
It's a huge number. Another stat I got from the CSO of Upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Quinn told me 70%, they do $1 billion a month in origination. 70% of those applications come in non-banking hours. So we have to sit down and think about this. We have to think different. We can't brick and mortar. The other thing that I have to preach, I'm the chief evangelist. Let's all be honest. People in their 20s aren't opening accounts with us. They're doing PayPal and Venmo. And they're not going to, in 10 years, go, oh, I need to go to a credit union and open an account. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're never going to get those people unless we get them digital. You got to go digital. You can't tell people. You got to come in their branch and sign some paperwork.
Yeah, you're right.
That's what it's all about.
Okay. Well, that was a good message to end on.
Thank you.
Don, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes. Congratulations on your success.
Thank you.
On the most recent success, that is. So
it's a credit to an awesome team.
Gosh, that's an amazing story.
Thank you so much
for sharing. Appreciate it, man. All right. Hey, and also Quilla's Don Shaver has another message for you. Don, take it away, sir.
Yeah, this morning I got to thinking about this, Jim, and I said, you know what? I want to make an offer for your audience. Anybody that heard what we had to say earlier and want to use Quilla, if you contact me and you say, hey, I heard about this watching Jim, I'll do a deal where you can use Quilla for free for 45 days. So that way you can see everything, how it works. It'll be real. Real loans, real, everything's real. The only thing we won't do in this trial period is we won't report to the bureaus, and it'll be limited to employees.
Gotcha.
But that's a way that they can see how this whole thing works.
Test it out, right.
Absolutely,
exactly.
For free. So if you like it, let me know that you heard about it because of Jim here, and I'll give you that free 45 days.
You heard it here. All right, Don, that's a great deal.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, we'll get it out there for you. Well done, sir.
All right, bye-bye.
There he goes. Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by IMM eSign, Trellence, Pulsate, Pure IT Credit Union Services, Janusay, Mahalo Banking, and QTech. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.